local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6 minutes after 6 o'clock on this Tuesday morning, heading for another high in the 90s. Surprise, 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 right? 74 now. Dr. Bill's forecast on the way right after Kane and traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, accident-free conditions so far this morning, and light traffic as you're coming in from Baldwin County, from Daphne, Spanish Ford, across the Bayway and the Causeway. No delays for that 1065 Splint, Tillman's Corner, and Theodore. No accidents to report. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear, and you'll get the lowest rate of the summer. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms and the spa. Get all the details at grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with you at the Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today. Will be hot with isolated thunderstorms and temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, Celeste, why so sad?
Well, I have a problem. I need my car serviced, but I can't afford to take it to the dealership because they're so expensive.
Honey, you need to take your car to Classic Cars. That's where I take mine. Their prices are much less than the big dealers.
You mean Keith Kingan's Classic Cars on Cottage Hill Road?
Yep, that's the one.
I thought they only service the cars they sell.
No, silly, they're open to the public. I've been taking my car there for years. They work on everything, cars, trucks, SUVs. No matter what you drive, they can service it. They're great people to deal with, and they do a great job. Save me money, and most importantly, I trust them. And you can, too.
Well, I do need my oil changed. I have a check engine light on. My AC is not cooling, and I think I need new brakes.
That's not a problem. The guys at Classic Cars are pros. They can take care of it all.
Lauren, hand me my phone.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling Classic Cars right now to set up an appointment to have my car serviced.
That's a great idea. You'll be glad you did. Hey, with the money you save, you can buy that new pair of shoes you've been wanting.
Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-667.
All right, 608 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Morning. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday morning. And I have you have your bottle of water, actually. Yes. Pink lemonade or whatever
that's
you're having.
No, that's not. It has vitamin C.
Okay.
With my water.
Okay, but there's water in there.
Yes.
Yeah, because help me with the transition, because at some point here in the next 10 minutes, I have a story about leaving a bottle of water in your car, starting a fire.
What? No.
Bottled water starting car fires.
Do you have some theme people say car music fire. To go with that?
I will have some.
Okay, because it's not official until there's
that's right. There will be
it.
Theme music for car fires or car fires caused by a bottle of water. But we'll get to that here shortly. 10 minutes after 6 o'clock in time for headlines. Here is Pink Lemonade, Vitamin C, Kelly Finley.
Just trying to stay healthy. All the coughing and sneezing that happens. You know how that goes.
With this place, yes.
Okay. Thank you, Sean and Dalton. Good morning. Funeral services are now set for Bridget Gentry Marshall. The 45-year-old mom and wife of Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall will be laid to rest this Friday at 10 a.m. Bridget died June the 24th after what her family is describing as a long battle with mental illness. Funeral services for Mrs. Marshall will be held at the McRae Funeral Home Chapel in Boaz. Visitation will be held Thursday evening from 5 to 8 at the funeral home. Bridget Marshall leaves behind her parents, husband, and daughter Faith, who has taken to social media thanking the community for their support and asking that you continue to keep their family in your prayers. In lieu of flowers, the family is suggesting donations to the Shepherd's Cove Hospice, located in Albertville. That is where Mrs. Marshall was a volunteer. In a story we told you about on Monday, we have a little bit more information as to the man that police are searching for. This local man, they're searching for him for his believed involvement in a murder earlier this year. 34-year-old Ernesto Fox is suspected of shooting 37-year-old Joe Dickerson back in April on Pritchard Avenue. Here's what we now know this morning. Fox was recently released from prison after serving a one-year term in prison after being caught with prescription drugs. That's according to court documents. The arrest breached probation conditions from a previous charge. Authorities say that if you know of Mr. Fox's whereabouts, you're encouraged to call 251-208-7211. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you so much, Kelly. Reminder, too, the Summer Better Than Others contest on now. We're giving you today your last day to get registered at Old Time Feed in Fairhope. Then the box moves, but we're moving it all through Mobile and Baldwin County. When it's somewhere nearby, or if you want to travel, you stop in, you drop your name in once a day during the week term of this, and then we'll draw a weekly winner. And I say weekly because it doesn't exactly, it bridges a weekend, but it's a week's time. You'll be able to register. We draw for that winner, and then you're in the running for the grand prize, $5,500 worth of gear in the Summer Better Than Others giveaway. Details on our Facebook page, website, our other social media platforms as well. You can check it out, but make sure to stop on by. You're in Fairhope. You can go through there today. Stop by Old Time Feed. Make sure you get your name in that registration box.
Mobile Bay Coins, how may we help you?
Hey, Ron, it's Dave. You're not going to believe this. I need your help.
Dave, what did you do now? I almost don't want to ask.
Okay, well, here's the story. So little brother brought me a really cool fishing rod for Christmas, and I got to test it out last weekend, and we caught our limit, and I caught a huge speckled trout with a new lure I made.
I don't see the problem.
Okay, so Mama gave Mrs. Dave this beautiful pair of vintage gold dangly earrings. She got them from y'all, and so when the missus takes them off, she lays them right next to my tackle box.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yep, I had the only 18-karat gold fishing lure on the boat, and now I need it fixed. Quick.
Wow, that's a new one, even for you. We can certainly get those earrings repaired for you. You have any fresh fish you want to bring by?
Okay, Ron, I'm coming right over for the repairs, and maybe while I'm there, something nice for the missus?
We'll be ready, Dave.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store, at 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Baldwin County officials are headed to Washington to keep 25,000 immigrants out of the county. Two retired airfields are being considered as locations for tent cities to house illegal immigrants. Commissioner Chris Elliott says the Silver Hill site is set as a staging area for disaster recovery, and housing immigrants there would dismantle that plan. The freshman quarterback at Davidson High School who was attacked in a locker room hazing asked the Mobile County School Board to fire head coach Fred Riley. Supporters brought signs to the school board meeting Monday demanding the coach's termination. The family of Rodney Kim Jr. has filed a $12 million lawsuit against the school system. The University of South Alabama is busing supporters of a new on-campus stadium to today's Mobile City Council meeting. The school also released new renderings of the stadium that will include 800 outside chairback seats with access to a climate-controlled room. The South Terrace is standing room but can be turned into a concert venue. South wants the city of Mobile to contribute $10 million toward construction. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business even in this rough economy. Give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 16, and let's discuss how FM Talk 106.5 will help boost your business.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning. It's a quarter after 6 on FM Talk 106.5. Time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Mobile Bay Bears' three-game win streak was snapped by the Tennessee Smokies Monday night in an 11-3 loss. Bay Bears fell behind 8-0 in the first four innings before Mobile's Jack Kruger scored the first run on a solo home run. Tonight, the Bay Bears and Smokies will play the final game in their six-game series at the Hank. First pitch is scheduled for 6:35 p.m. In the major leagues, the Atlanta Braves beat the Cincinnati Reds 5-4 in extra innings on a walk-off home run from the bat of Ozzie Albies.
Albies leads off. High fly ball on the first pitch.
Albie's 17 homers this season are tied for third most in the National League. The LA Dodgers beat the Chicago Cubs 2-1. Pittsburgh got the win over the New York Mets 6-4. Toronto got past Houston 6-3. St. Louis shut out Cleveland 4-0. And Tampa Bay shut out the Washington Nationals 11-0. Bad weather in Omaha, Nebraska forced the NCAA to postpone Game 1 of the College World Series Finals. Arkansas and Oregon State will meet tonight at 6 p.m. for the first game in the best of three series. Blaine Knight will start at pitcher for Arkansas, while Luke Heimlich will begin the game on the mound for Oregon State. The 2018 NBA Awards were given out last night, with James Harden of the Houston Rockets winning the Most Valuable Player Award. It's Harden's first career MVP award after finishing second to Oklahoma City's Russell Westbrook last season.
The last 4 years have been like, you know, knocking on the door. And the moment is finally here. You know, it's just every single year you try to come back and be better than you were the year before.
This year, Harden finished ahead of Cleveland's LeBron James and New Orleans' Anthony Davis for the top regular season honor. Harden led the league in scoring with an average of 30.4 points per game. In one of the more awkward moments in NBA awards history, Dwayne Casey won NBA's Coach of the Year for leading the Toronto Raptors to a team record 59 wins and the top seed in the Eastern Conference. Unfortunately for Casey, he's no longer the Raptors' head coach now, as he was fired by the team after Toronto was swept by Cleveland in the conference semifinals.
You know, when you get fired, which I did recently, I don't know if you knew that or not, after winning Coach of the Year, you know, you always doubt yourself a little bit.
Since his firing, Casey was named the new head coach of the Detroit Pistons. Former LSU Tiger and current Philadelphia 76er Ben Simmons won Rookie of the Year. Indiana Pacers guard Victor Oladipo won Most Improved. Rudy Gobert of the Utah Jazz won the Defensive Player of the Year. And Lou Williams of the LA Clippers won Sixth Man of the Year award. In the World Cup on Monday, Uruguay won Group A with a 3-0 win over Russia. Spain and Morocco tied 2-2. Spain will move on into the round of 16, while Morocco has been eliminated. Saudi Arabia beat Egypt 2-1, although neither team will advance past this first round, and Iran played Portugal to a 1-1 draw. Portugal will move on to the next round, while Iran's World Cup journey has ended. 617 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
I'm Tucker Dorsey, your Baldwin County Commissioner from District 3. It's a critical time on the Commission, and experience matters now more than ever. I bring the strong, steady leadership that the Commission needs, as well as the business management experience that has allowed Baldwin County to be in the best financial condition ever. Efficient government, smarter growth, and a Baldwin County where we can all be proud to live, work, and raise a family. That's what I stand for, and what I'll continue to work for as your County Commissioner. I'm Tucker Dorsey, and I ask for your vote on July 17.
Paid for by Friends of Tucker Dorsey, Box 455, Silver Hill, Alabama.
You wouldn't go on a trip without knowing where you're going. Retirement is the same. That's where the Retirement Peace Roadmap Radio Show can help. Join host Don Moore for the latest on retirement, tax, and legacy planning. Sunday afternoon at 2 here on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today. Will be hot with isolated thunderstorms and temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is NHRA Funny Car driver Courtney Force. Time to head to Advance Auto Parts for low prices and tons of free services. We offer free battery, starter, and alternator testing and free battery installation with purchase. Plus, Speed Perks members earn up to $20 in rewards. Don't miss out. Visit an Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts store near you today. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, for now, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. For the most part, a pretty good ride. So far, as you're traveling from the 65 split, traveling over towards the tunnels, it's a nice ride with Bayway, the Causeway, no delays towards the Eastern Shore. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday and every Saturday till the end of July from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. Stop by for your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. Get details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 620 on FM Talk 106.5, the segment of Mobile Mornings brought to you by LinkedIn. The right hire can have a huge impact on your business. That's why it's crucial that you make sure your job post reaches the most qualified candidates. You could try posting on job boards, but do you really know who will see it? When you post your job on LinkedIn, it reaches 70% of the U.S. workforce. And unlike those job boards, LinkedIn is actually a community that career-focused people visit every day to grow professionally and explore new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets candidates based on their skills, their recommendations, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours. Insights that are only available on the LinkedIn network. The result is that your post is matched to the best people for the job. That's probably why a new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn. And right now, you can go to linkedin.com/WAVH to get a $50 credit towards your first job post. Once again, that's linkedin.com/WAVH for your $50 credit. Terms and conditions do apply. LinkedIn, you're closer than you think. 621 now on FM Talk 106.5. Time to check the news headlines of the day with Kelly Finley.
Thank you, my friend. Good morning. An investigation continues this morning into the shooting death of a 24-year-old man found inside a vehicle in Midtown. This happened Sunday as Mobile police responded to Mohawk Street. That's where they found the body of the unidentified man close to 11 p.m. Police were in the area responding to a report of shots fired. That's according to the police report. Family members of the victim told our news partners at WKRG that the victim is 24-year-old Richard Smith Mose. The investigation does continue at this hour, but if you have information which could assist, you're urged to call 251-208-7211. Let's head across the bay, as this story is something that it would be funny if it weren't so serious. An Alberta man now facing robbery and kidnapping charges in Robertsdale. 39-year-old Charles Stillwell was at the police station in Robertsdale taking care of a whole different matter when he admitted to taking drugs earlier in the day. Police then called, you know, for an ambulance to check him out. Well, that's when he took off in his vehicle, nearly hitting a police officer. Police say he hit a curb at the Regions Bank on Highway 59, which then disabled his vehicle. Investigators say he wasn't done yet, as he ran across the street, jumped into an occupied pickup truck at the nearby Chevron station. Baldwin County Sheriff's deputy was able to catch Stillwell a few blocks later after he ran off the road in his vehicle and then tried to run on foot. He does face charges of robbery, 2 counts of kidnapping, and reckless endangerment. Thankfully, no one was injured. He's being held right now on a $76,000 bond. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. 623 FM Talk 106.5, about 10 minutes away from Dr. Bill and a full weather discussion of this work week, even a peek at the weekend. That's coming up. And I want to add this, too, as we have the crime blotter going on from the last few days. This from the folks over at WPMI, which is local, my local.
My NBC 15, okay. Local.
15. Local. My. So WPMI, the story really takes a cake over the last couple of days. If you paint the picture in your mind, you may not want to paint the picture, but it's, according to Mobile Police, June 22nd.
Yes.
Okay, so here it's June 22nd. Mm.
Four days ago.
Think like we're doing like one of those Eye on Crime video things. Sleepy Mobile, Alabama, June 22nd, 2018. Approximately 2:30 p.m., police responded to Tingle Circle East in reference to subjects swimming in the retention pond.
Uh-oh.
So Tingle Circle East, that's McGowan Park.
Okay.
I think that's because, I mean, when there's a road called Tingle, I pay attention because there's a part of the 45-year-old Sean Sullivan that is 12 years old.
It gives you the chills.
That's right. So Tingle Circle East.
I'm picturing these retention ponds right now. Okay.
Get the call. We're responding to people swimming in the retention pond. You know the retention ponds over there?
Is it closer to Costco or is it closer to Fox 10?
I think it'd be over by Fox 10 and Best Buy.
And remember, was an 18-wheeler that ran into one of those retention ponds
that
a couple years ago.
Wasn't that the one up by Field and Stream?
Because
there's many of them. So what happens is with these retention ponds, a lot of people know. So you build build a shopping center, you build a big parking lot or something like that, build neighborhoods, and you're going to affect the flow of water into the ground because it has to run off, or you're affecting wetlands. You have to build retention ponds because you have to slow that water so it all doesn't run off at one time. New construction does that. They hold the water and let it out slowly. So that's what those, that's why it's not through the goodness of the builder's heart. When you see it, but you're like, wow, they put ponds
they
in
made
at
it
Bass
pretty.
Pro Shops. Aww. And they put ponds in at McGowan Park. No, they had to put ponds in. So,
so you're like bursting the bubble.
That's right. I'm sorry that they didn't just put them
bubble
in there for
burster.
Fun. That's me. So they get this call. There's some folks out swimming in the retention pond.
Of course, at 2:30,
yes,
4 days ago.
Makes me think more of Caddyshack when they said we're going to pool and a pond, and the pond would be good for you. Police say a male subject and a female subject, the female subject who wore only a shirt,
oh,
ran to a Mercury Grand Marquis. I guess that's where they're going to make their escape. They get into the luxury of the Mercury Grand Marquis.
She hopped out of the pond.
She ain't got no pants on, okay? She ain't got no drawers on.
Winnie the Poohing it.
Why do we ever question the fact that Winnie the Pooh wore a shirt but
know.
No pants?
Oh my gosh, I just got the visual.
So police say they located the male subject, female subject, who wore only a shirt, running to a Mercury Grand Marquis. Investigation revealed the male subject had stolen a display cell phone from Best Buy and attempted to steal other items. Jared Carboneau, 28, and Cassie Brock, 38, were arrested and charged with theft of property fourth, unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia. You don't say.
You don't say. You know what?
You mean drugs?
He's the person that makes me mad. He's the one why they have to bolt down phones when you're trying to figure out what you want to get.
It's on some metal tether. Also, disorderly conduct and criminal trespassing third. I like this, the fact that Bonnie and Clyde here had stolen the cell phone from Best Buy. And then they were within 100 yards after doing that out swimming in the retention pond.
They were feeling it.
And she's 38, he's 28?
Yeah, both of them old enough to know better.
It must have been a long shirt if she didn't get...
Cougar? I'll say it.
Must have been a long shirt if she didn't get a public indecency charge also.
Well, it says...
Well, maybe she moved so quickly.
Maybe that's it.
But they focus on the fact she had no drawers on, to put it in grandma speak.
I mean, if the vehicle had leather seats, that had to be hot.
It's sliding.
It's the worst.
So there you go. I put the story, the link, and the picture of Bonnie and Clyde up.
Why
on my...
Why is he smiling like that?
I don't know. He is another person who's smiling in his mugshot. She seems like she's deer caught in the headlights in her mugshot. You can check them out. The link on
there's
the,
more
Twitter
to that
feed.
Relationship there. I need to know. We need to stay on top of that.
I just think the fact is that Bonnie and Clyde, they steal the cell phone from the Best Buy. At least that's the allegation here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they're within, it's got to be, I'll get out there, I'll get on Google Maps and see how far it is, but it's got to be within 100 to 150 yards
and they're
over there to the pond where they're swimming. So they did the scene, they don't get away from the scene, they go swimming.
They could have checked into their new hotel.
Right. While they're at it.
Right.
By the way, I do have that story about water bottles and fires coming up.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. One man is dead, another in custody this morning following a shooting in Dunlap Circle in Pritchard. Police say a 62-year-old man was shot in the head around 5:30 last night. The man died from his injuries. Police say they believe the two men knew each other.
Witness stated that they had an argument reference to incident that happened some time ago, and one thing led to another. And
Pritchard police say the suspect turned himself in, but they're not releasing his name or the name of the victim just yet. The man accused of stabbing a customer at Callahan's Irish Social Club is scheduled to be in court today. Robert Chapman will enter his plea for an attempted murder charge. Last Wednesday, police say Chapman stabbed a 65-year-old man. The victim was rushed to the hospital in critical condition. The second and final night of the Gulf State Park pier fishing season, 10 pre-selected anglers will try their luck at catching a shark. Last Tuesday, it was slim pickings. No one on our watch caught a shark. And if all goes well, the Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources may extend that pilot program. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
In Florida, there could be large reserves of energy off our shores. Safely exploring and developing natural gas and oil could boost our state economy and strengthen our national security. That's why military veterans from across the state are standing up for offshore energy exploration.
My name is James McCormick, a retired captain, U.S. Army, and I support offshore energy exploration. Many of our veterans are working in the safety field right now in oil and natural gas. We're talking about not just powering our homes, but we're talking about powering our entire national defense network that protects us all so that we can sleep at peace at night.
Veterans across Florida are standing up for offshore energy. standing up for stable, affordable energy for homes and businesses, harnessed safely with new technologies. Stand with our vets. Go to exploreoffshoreusa.org to learn more. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Need a golf cart? Want a golf cart? Cart Doctor sells the newest 2018-2019 Yamaha and street legal carts by Star and Tomberlin, as well as late model used carts from Yamaha. And if you want to sell your cart, let the Cart Doctor do it with their consignment program. Need a golf cart repaired? Cart Doctor repairs all models with full service mechanics, the only full service golf cart provider in South Alabama. Cart Doctor even designs custom carts. Bring your imagination, they'll make it a reality. Tailgating, toting kids around safely, escorting guests at weddings or parties, or just getting around your property or facility, it's easier with a cart from Cart Doctor. And Cart Doctor rents all size carts with delivery and pickup, making any event much more convenient and, of course, fun. See Cart Doctor at their new location, 5683 Highway 90 in Theodore. On the left, heading south, just look for the Cart Doctor sign. Cart Doctor, the dealer for all your cart needs.
It's another primary day in seven states. Last night, President Trump was in South Carolina, stumping for Governor Henry McMaster. One big topic, immigration.
The Democrats want open borders and they don't mind crime. We want very tight, very strict borders. And by the way, you saw a 70-year low. With all the complaining I'm doing, we've done a very good job.
Foster care advocates say some of the immigrant children separated from their parents may have a long wait before they're reunited with their families and may end up in the foster care system if their parents can't be found. More than a dozen fires are burning in California. Spokesman Bryce Bennett says CAL FIRE is getting good at reaching them.
CAL FIRE has its air bases strategically located throughout the state of California so that we can have an air asset over a fire in under about 15 minutes.
But turbulence is making it hard for pilots to approach the Pawnee Fire, which is currently the most destructive one burning in the state. I'm Evan Haining.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The Supreme Court has backed American Express's policy of preventing retailers from offering customers incentives to pay with cheaper cards, a major victory for the company that puts its business model on solid legal ground. China and Europe have agreed to launch a group that will work to update global trade rules to address technology policy, subsidies, and other emerging irritants, and preserve support for international trade amid U.S. threats of import controls. The International Energy Agency says China will become the world's top importer of natural gas next year, boosted by liquefied natural gas purchases as its superpower economy grows and weans itself off coal-generated energy. The IEA says Chinese demand for natural gas will jump by almost 60% between 2017 and 2023. Crude oil is down 20 cents at $67.88 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are modestly lower. That's Your Money Now.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
The world has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today. Confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748. Because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. It's no big surprise. It's summertime. It's hot. You told us yesterday, get ready, maybe not as hot, but heat indices going over 100, that they did.
Yeah, 95 was the official high yesterday. The heat index out at the airport reached 100, and I believe it was 106. At Berkeley, it was up to 109.
Wow.
And they were closer, of course, to the bay, and therefore it was more humid, and that produced that very, very high heat index value. And we're going to see similar readings today. I expect a high in the mid-90s, so around 95 degrees. And the heat index today will range from 106 to 108 degrees. So prepare for another very hot day along the Gulf Coast. How about rain? Well, just a slight chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon. With high pressure over us, it's going to keep those thunderstorms to a minimum. Tonight will be partly cloudy. We'll look for a low of about 75. And then tomorrow, with an upper air disturbance rather rapidly moving through, it will help set off a few more thunderstorms. So scattered thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon, and that'll keep the temperature down a bit to a delightful 92.
Refreshing.
With the heat index, it would still get up to about 105 to 107. The rest of the week, Thursday, back to just isolated thunderstorms, and a high at least into the low 90s, could make it into the mid-90s. And then for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, partly cloudy each day with a few afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures at least into the lower 90s. So the weekend looks like typical late June weather, hot and humid.
And we do seem to, at some point, to transition, well, some summers, into more rainfall later in the summer. Is that true, like July, August?
Yeah, we normally have higher rainfall totals, and the afternoon thunderstorms are more frequent. And we'll sort of see that as we get into Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll see more of those thunderstorms, and a lot of them, of course, will form along the sea breeze. The sea breeze moves inland during the afternoon, and as it lifts that warm, humid air, let's call it hot, humid air, then the thunderstorms form along the edge of the sea breeze.
All right. Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? You watching anything there?
A couple of areas, but they don't. Doesn't look like any development will occur. Thunderstorms over the southwest Caribbean and also way out over the coast of Africa. But again, that area is, the waters are still not warm enough for hurricane activity, so it's unlikely we'll see anything there until we get on into July, and particularly August.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, get his forecast, one, two, three, four times an hour, five times an hour here at FM Talk 106.5 during the mornings, twice an hour during the day, and of course, stay tuned for tropical weather updates all hurricane season long. All right, I mentioned the story earlier, teased it out, I'm going to pay it off. We're landing the plane now. A summer safety hazard you'd never think of, possibly, unless you think, think about these, maybe, I'm one who would look at this story and say, oh, yeah, that would make sense, but I've never thought about it, so I can't. It's leaving a half-full bottle of water in your car. Now, a lot of people have your bottle of water, you're drinking it, you leave it in the car. You come back, you get to enjoy it at, 112 degrees when you take a sip of it like it's tea or something. But they're saying now that it could be a danger for setting a fire in your vehicle. Think about this, and I'm going to link up the video because it's worth seeing the video how it happened. They said when the sun hits a plastic bottle at the right angle, not a right angle, but a right, like correct angle.
Uh-huh. The correct angle.
The water in there can act like a lens and concentrate the light on one specific point. It's exactly like, you know, when you were kids, using the old magnifying glass to, not that I ever did, to start fires.
So it's especially dangerous if you have a pile of straw
right
on the other side of the bottle.
One time I lit a part of the yard on fire doing that as a kid, and I didn't think about the fact that fire expanded in a ring, so you couldn't, as you were putting it out at one point of the ring, it was growing on the other side. It was the most terrifying 45 seconds of a 12-year-old Sean Sullivan's life, but I did get it put out.
I think you were the missing character in the Goonies. Because this is Goonie stuff.
Yeah, we did that kind of stuff.
We took magnifying glasses
and set fires because we're idiot boys. Okay, so they're saying it's that same kind of idea with this water bottle in there. It can, when you have this correct angle between the glass of the vehicle into the water bottle onto another surface, it can concentrate that, and under the right conditions, that pinpoint of light can cause smoldering or worse. A group of firefighters in Oklahoma posted a video last year that shows how it can happen. That's what I'll link up here. And there are a ton of YouTube videos that show you how to do the same thing if you need to start a fire in a survival situation. So you don't have a magnifying glass, but you have you some Fiji water or whatever. The odds of a water bottle setting your entire car on fire are pretty low. So let's be honest about this. In most cases, the worst thing that'll happen, it might melt a small hole in your upholstery. But if the bottle happens to be next to something flammable, it could start a fire. So if you currently have a bottle of water sitting in your car next to, like Dalton said, a pile of straw, some dry tinder, open cup of gasoline, whatever, you may want to make sure to remove it from the vehicle. But yeah,
old coffee.
Well, it depends on what you. Some of the coffee here at the radio station, that may possibly be a worry. So
I like that you said this, because now I will obsess over not leaving bottles of water in the car.
That's right. There you go. So just a word to the wise out there, and post that video up and that link on my Twitter feed, and we'll probably get it on the Facebook page here in just a little bit. 6:42. Let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery traffic. And it's been a perfect start to the morning so far. Accident-free conditions continue. Traveling down from Saraland, Chickasaw and Pritchard, from Tillman's Corner and Theodore, no delays downtown. From the Bayway, the Causeway, and over towards the Eastern Shore. Car Doctor has moved to 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West. That's I-10, exit 15A, and 1 mile on the left. With new and used golf carts from Yamaha and other brands, electric or gas, call Car Doctor at 287-2547. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
In 2016, when Obama tried to turn Baldwin County into a refugee camp, flooding our community and schools with thousands of undocumented minors, Chris Elliott didn't just say no. Chris Elliott organized the community and fought back. After students were killed in a Florida school shooting, Chris Elliott took immediate action. Chris Elliott brought together Baldwin school officials and law enforcement to act now, improving security and hiring additional police officers. Chris Elliott didn't wait for a task force. Chris Elliott acted like a leader to protect our kids. Chris Elliott's lived in almost every part of our district, from Josephine to the Eastern Shore and points in between. Chris Elliott is fighting for us because he knows what's important to us. In the Republican primary for Senate, remember to vote for the candidate who's already proven that he's fighting for us. Conservative Chris Elliott.
Paid for by friends of Chris Elliott, 8320 Spanish Fort Boulevard, Spanish Fort, 36527.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5. Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
Yeah, 6:43 FM Talk 106.5, already 77 at our studios, and time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean Sullivan. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you too.
I appreciate you more. It's Tuesday morning
in
Dalton. You as well. All right, let's get you to your news. So here's a question. What would provoke a person to shoot another person in the head? That's what Pritchard police want to know in the recent homicide of a 62-year-old man shot and killed earlier this week. Pritchard police say around 5:30 near the intersection of Dunlap Circle and West Turner Street, two men were seen arguing when one of the men pulled out a gun and shot the other person in the head. That man was pronounced dead on the scene. According to the police chief, Police Chief Knight, the suspect did turn himself in a short time later and was being questioned and will now face a murder charge. At this time, though, police are still investigating what the motive could have been. So you are invited to speak directly. Speaking of the police, this is about Mobile now. You're invited to speak directly with the police department here in Mobile about your questions or maybe your concerns tonight at the final community meeting of the month. The purpose of the meeting is to help make the port city even safer, but it does take the entire community. Chief Lawrence Batiste says the platform allows for the community and the police force to get to know one another before there's an issue. And in terms of ongoing issues, this will give you a chance to hear from both sides and to identify the root cause of the problems and develop solutions to those problems as one team. The goal is for open discussion about specific neighborhood issues. Police Chief says he will also present information on the victories the department has achieved in combating crime. Also on the agenda, talking about Project Shield and the benefits of joining Dalton's favorite, Next Door. The meeting will be tonight at 6 p.m. at the Tillman's Corner Community Center, located at 5055 Carroll Plantation Road. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. And we need to do that. We promised we would start doing that, and I dropped the ball on that. We should need to read at least, let's start with once a week, okay? Because let's set goals. Like I say, don't say you're going to climb a mountain before you walk up a hill. But once a week, we will all pick a post from the Next Door app in our neighborhood.
Okay.
And we'll present that as, and then if it, you know, if it gains some traction, then we may go to every other day or something to that effect.
Well, I almost made my first Next Door post yesterday. Yeah. Something going on in my neighborhood. I still need to work on the draft some. Maybe I'll come back and let you know when I've posted and published my first Next Door app of something.
Is it what I think it is?
Yes. Yes.
Dalton wins the month right now for neighborhood story. Wins the month. We'll tease it that way. Mm-hmm. When y'all hear this story, between my jaw dropping and about falling out of my chair laughing this morning, it is the...
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, really.
Well, oh, you've got secrets up in here.
Well, we'll get to those.
Let's get to a commercial break. We got some business to take care
of. Coming right back.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Radio. It's nothing new. It's been here all along with free entertainment, news, sports, music, and information. It's not just part of life. It's part of who we are. You know which station is going to tell you the score of the game, which one's going to give you a laugh in the morning, which one is going to give you something to sing along with. You know where to turn when the weather gets rough. When something big happens, good or bad, you know where to go because radio has been here all along. Radio is part of your community, woven into the fabric of what makes home, home. And now, radio has evolved to move with you with the next radio app and your FM-enabled phone. Just plug in your headphones to start experiencing radio in a whole new way while using way less battery and data than streaming apps. Check out the live guide to see and interact with live radio stations. Easily find your favorites, like the one you're listening to right now. And as always, it's totally free. Download the next radio app today. Next Radio, live and local wherever you go.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Baldwin County officials are headed to Washington to keep 25,000 immigrants out of the county. Two retired airfields are being considered as locations for tent cities to house illegal immigrants. Commissioner Chris Elliott says the Silver Hill site is set as a staging area for disaster recovery, and housing immigrants there would dismantle that plan. The freshman quarterback at Davidson High School who was attacked in a locker room hazing asked the Mobile County School Board to fire head coach Fred Riley. Supporters brought signs to the school board meeting Monday demanding the coach's termination. The family of Rodney Kim Jr. has filed a $12 million lawsuit against the school system.
The University of South Alabama is busing supporters of a new on-campus stadium to today's Mobile City Council meeting. The school also released new renderings of the stadium that will include 800 outside chairback seats with access to a climate-controlled room. The South Terrace is standing room but can be turned into a concert venue. South wants the city of Mobile to contribute $10 million toward construction. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Good morning, 10 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Mobile Bay Bears' three-game win streak was snapped by the Tennessee Smokies on Monday night in an 11-3 loss. The Bay Bears fell behind 8-0 in the first four innings before Mobile's Jack Kruger scored the first run on a solo homer. Tonight, the Bay Bears and Smokies will play the final game in their six-game series at the Hank. First pitch is scheduled for 6:35 p.m. In the major leagues, the Atlanta Braves beat the Cincinnati Reds 5-4 in extra innings on a walk-off home run from the bat of Ozzie Albies.
Albies leads off. High fly ball on the first pitch. At the wall, it is gone!
Albies has 17 home runs this season. That's tied for third most in the National League. The LA Dodgers beat the Chicago Cubs 2-1. Pittsburgh got the win over the New York Mets 6-4. St. Louis shut out Cleveland 4-0. Toronto got past Houston 6-3. And Tampa Bay shut out the Washington Nationals 11-0. Bad weather in Omaha, Nebraska forced the NCAA to postpone Game 1 of the College World Series Finals. Arkansas and Oregon State will meet tonight at 6 p.m. for the first game in the best of three series. Blaine Knight will start at pitcher for Arkansas, while Luke Heimlich will begin the game on the mound for Oregon State. The 2018 NBA Awards were given out last night, with James Harden of the Houston Rockets winning the Most Valuable Player Award. It's Harden's first career MVP award after finishing second to Oklahoma City's Russell Westbrook last season.
The last 4 years have been like, you know, knocking on the door. And the moment is finally here. You know, it's just every single year you try to come back and be better than you were the year before.
This year, Harden finished ahead of Cleveland's LeBron James and New Orleans' Anthony Davis for that top regular season honor. Harden led the league in scoring with an average of 30.4 points per game. In one of the more awkward moments in NBA awards history, Dwayne Casey won NBA's Coach of the Year award for leading the Toronto Raptors to a team record 59 wins and the top seed in the Eastern Conference. Unfortunately for Casey, he's no longer the Raptors' head coach, as he was fired by the team after Toronto was swept by Cleveland in the conference semifinals.
You know, when you get fired, which I did recently, I don't know if you knew that or not, after winning Coach of the Year, you know, you always doubt yourself a little bit.
Now, believe it or not, that doesn't happen often. The Coach of the Year, winning Coach of the Year award and then getting fired.
Yeah, it's not you would have made some money on that bet.
Yes.
Right, to pay off big time.
But fortunately for Casey, he was hired there soon after. He's now the new head coach of the Detroit Pistons. Former LSU Tiger and current Philadelphia 76er Ben Simmons won Rookie of the Year. Indiana Pacers guard Victor Oladipo won Most Improved. And Rudy Gobert of the Utah Jazz won the Defensive Player of the Year award. 6:52 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, new accident with road blockage, but no injuries at Greelot and Cody, but it will slow traffic just a little bit. Beyond that, we've had a perfect start to the morning. If you're traveling across the Bayway, the Causeway, light traffic, we do have some storms and some of the listening areas starting to form. Just grab that umbrella on the way out. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value, and out-the-door pricing in just 30 minutes or less. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today. Will be hot with isolated thunderstorms and temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump. And now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist, it's not President Trump, it's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama, Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Big changes this year in Washington, but how will that affect you? Don Moore explains how to adjust your retirement strategy to make sure you're prepared. Listen to the Retirement Peace Roadmap radio show, Sunday afternoon at 2, here on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 6:55, FM Talk 106.5, and time for headlines.
And these are good headlines.
Yeah, as opposed to when we have bad headlines.
I'm sorry, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I have to let you know what's happening in your community, our community, right? All right, let's get the good stuff going. So you can team up with the Mobile Bay Bears and Penelope House for their Strikeout Domestic Violence event. This is the 8th annual event in our community. July the 6th, Mobile Bay Bears take on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, and each strikeout by a Bay Bears pitcher will raise money for Penelope House. Businesses and or individuals can pledge $20 for each strikeout by our pitcher throughout the game, or you can make a fixed donation. Pledges are being accepted by calling 251-342-2809 or pledging the night of the game. The first 1,000 fans will receive rally towels, which is awesome. Yeah. Gates open at 6 p.m. game time. First pitch, 7:05. As for Penelope House, they provide emergency shelter and comprehensive services to victims of domestic violence and their children. In 2017, the Penelope House sheltered 402 adults, 431 children. They received more than 1,600 crisis calls. So please understand, every little bit helps when it comes to providing shelter and a safe place for our families. And the goodness continues as... Here's a question for both of you gentlemen.
Uh-huh.
So most new moms, they have visions of having their baby in the hospital, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, some, yes.
What about the parking lot?
You know, I don't know that that's their goal, but it does happen,
right? But it happens,
right?
Yep. That's where first-time mama Victoria Rester welcomed her baby boy in the parking lot of the Dauphin Island Police Department.
That's right.
Last Friday, while staying with her family, she started having contractions at the vacation home in Dauphin Island, so they took her to the hospital in Mobile, but she was sent home around 7:30. Fast forward, her contractions continued throughout the night. She knew she couldn't make it back to Mobile. She told her mom, hey, let's go ahead and stop at the police department. And guess what? The EMTs brought out the ambulance. They delivered the baby boy about 2 a.m. Saturday. Baby boy Benson. His birth certificate lists his place of birth as a Dauphin Island police station. Mom and baby Benson are doing well. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
And I can tell you, I'm jealous. I'm jealous to be born on Dauphin Island.
Well, and his friends can never top that story.
No, that's pretty cool to be born on Dauphin Island. I mean, if you're going to pick somewhere to have, you know, some, wouldn't be street cred, some beach cred.
I'm sure Mayor Collier is going to give him a sweet little kiss on the forehead.
There you go. All right, coming right back. Hour number 2 of Mobile Mornings.